Welcome. We're glad you've chosen to listen to this message from what God is doing at Kingdom Faith Southwest. We pray you will receive the faith you need through hearing God's word.
Yesterday, I think at the beginning of the meeting, Pastor Andrea mentioned we went up to Wembley. We took a double-decker coach. We had an amazing day together, and we had an amazing day together with 45,000 Christians from all over the nation gathering together at Wembley to pray for the nation. And there's just one photo. I don't know. No, I didn't think it would work too well. But that's because the sun was shining. We were right opposite the kind of those who were on the stage right at the other side. And the sun beat down upon us, which was wonderful because it wasn't raining. But the sun was so strong. Honestly, even Moses had his program on his head like this. And Moses did brilliant driving, by the way. He drove the bus. And it was so hot. And you know, all the reports before preparation was to layers, wear layers. And I put a long sleeve t-shirt under another shirt, and then I was baking. But we sat right opposite the stage. It was amazing to see the amount of people just there for the purpose of praying for our nation. Because we do believe, as we heard already, that prayer changes things. Prayer healed that baby or healed Sarah to keep that baby, to go full term and to be born full of health. Prayer changes things. And prayer will change this nation. Prayer will change your situations. Prayer will change the West Country. Prayer will change your family. Prayer will change your future. Because prayer is powerful. It brings God into every situation for good and for His best will. And I just want to just briefly talk about how we get prayers, our prayers to work. Because I want to say very clearly that not all prayer works. Some people pray to other gods. And when you pray in the name of Jesus, you get results. Because there are false gods in this world. Some people pray, but without kind of any direction or focus. And so how do we get our prayers to work? How do we bring change? If you've got a need in your life, a need in your family, you have a need in your community, the friends that you know, the people you work with, how do we get our prayers to be effective and to be working? Because it's so important for us to understand that Jesus taught us to pray for a purpose of getting answers and not just praying. Not just to go through the spiritual exercise of prayer, but actually to change the earth, to kind of match heaven. His picture of earth is actually pray on earth as it is in heaven, as it already exists in heaven. He wants to transform earth with his amazing, amazing heavenly pattern or heavenly vision, which is only good. There's no sin in heaven. So he wants to change the earth and bring righteousness. There's no sickness in heaven, so he wants to bring healing and health to people. There's no division in heaven. So he wants to bring reconciliation between God and man and people. And I know that Jesus is Lord in heaven. And he wants to be Lord on earth. He wants to rule our lives and bring us into his will and plan. Because he's not just a savior. He is Lord of all. And so when we pray, we're to pray to bring God's change and God's pattern into the earth. And in John chapter 14, Jesus gave this incredible promise about prayer. And I always want to know how to get my prayers answered. I don't just want to pray. I don't want to spend a lot of time praying, getting nothing. Do you? And some of us need a little bit of fine-tuning. I know you might have been a Christian for a long time, but the Word can fine-tune your prayer life. And I'm not just believing that you're going to hear this message, but you're actually going to become more effective in your prayer life because of what you hear from Jesus today. John chapter 14 and verse 13, Jesus said, And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Isn't that an incredible promise? Jesus is saying to you and to me today, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that he will be glorified and the Father will be glorified. Whatever, say whatever. So it doesn't just mean big things, big situations. It means little things too. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Not I might do it. Not I could do it. I will do it. I will do it. How many of you want to hear that this morning? Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. So in other words, I'm going to take your prayer and bring it about into a reality on earth. I will do it. Your grandchildren. God says, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. Where you work. God says, whatever you ask in my name, I'm going to do it. It's incredible that our prayers put God to work in the earth. Because if somebody's going to go and carry out something, do something, it means they get to work. And prayer puts God to work in a situation which looks impossible. He says, whatever you ask in my name. And Jesus was speaking about asking according to his character, to who he is, and to his purpose on earth, his will. And so it's important to know the will of God and to know his character before you pray. To line yourself up with his will and character. And so the first thing that we need to understand is when we pray, we need to get lined up with the will of God. We need to come into an agreement with the will of God, because sometimes my thinking isn't as God's thinking. And God has given us his word so that we might know his thoughts. He's given us promises so we know that is what he wants to do. But sometimes my thinking or even my circumstances do not agree with the promise. Don't agree with the word of God. Just as Sarah had been praying for this baby, she saw in the word that God wanted to be the child's refuge. That actually her womb, God would work in her womb to become a refuge, a safe place. Not a place that rejects life, but a place that holds life. And so if you ask anything, how did she read the word of God and she saw. Actually, she spoke earlier to us. She said, my daughter's going to have a long life because it's what it says in Psalm 91. And so we know when we line up with the amazing promises of God, he will do it. And so that's the first thing that we need to kind of get our heads and lives under the authority of the word. Not just our thinking, but also our walking, our doing, our whole conversation. My mouth needs to agree with the word. What's the point of praying according to his will and then saying, oh, everything has changed. It looks awful. Nothing's different. We went to pray for the nation and I didn't wake up with a different nation. We say, Lord, I thank you. I can agree with your promise. I'm lining up my mouth, not just my mind, my mouth and my heart with your word. If you ask anything in my name, God says he will do it. The first thing is line up your life with the word, the promise of God. You need some answers in your life. Line up your mind, your prayer life with the word of God, the promise of God. The second thing is in Mark's gospel. And this is the big issue, not what people sell on the streets today. The big issue in prayer is what Jesus said we need to do when we pray. First of all, we line it up so we know what to pray. We line up our mind and our prayer with the word of God. Secondly, we need to see what the big issue is in receiving answers. Because a lot of people pray. A lot of people pray what they're feeling. They pray about how bad things are. They pray, Lord, everything's so difficult. My job's so difficult. My wife's so difficult. My husband's so difficult. My kids are so difficult. My money's not looking good at the moment. They pray the problem. They pray what the problem is. God says, pray. Ask according to my will first. Line up your prayer life with my word, my promise. Secondly, Mark 11 and verse 24, Jesus said, therefore I tell you, I want to listen to what he tells us about prayer. Do you? He said, therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. And you will have it. Whatever you ask for in prayer, in my name, according to my will, that's the first thing. The second thing is, believe that you have received it. When you pray. So, the second thing is this little word, faith or believe. To act on the truth that you have what you ask for before you see it happen in the material world, in your circumstances. So we can't receive answers to prayer without faith. Without believing in our heart. Say, believing in my heart. And this faith comes by hearing the word or the promise of God. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word. I can't believe because I kind of positivity rise up, get up. Let's just hope there's something different going to happen in my life. That's not faith. That's a work of the flesh. That's man's work. But the word of God will bring you to faith if you will hear the promises, like Sarah did with Psalm 91. She heard the word and she said, right, angels will lift up my child. God is the refuge for my child. He is a fortress, protection. Faith came from hearing. And belief comes when you hear the promise or the word of God. And Jesus says, when you pray, believe that you've received it. Now, faith, let's understand. Faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we don't see. Faith is saying, when I pray according to the will of God, I'm sure it's going to happen. I'm certain that I've received it. Believe that you receive by faith first. And then you will have it. You see, when we pray without faith and receiving what we're asking for, we miss out on answers. And God wants you to get answers. Tell somebody next to you, God wants you to have amazing answers to prayer. But tell them, you better pray God's way. Because that's the only way that works. When I was standing with 45,000 believers yesterday, some of whom are in this room, and some of you who couldn't come, I'm sure you were praying. I was looking across the stadium, and something really bothered me. And that was the empty seat. I got bothered. Can I have a photo of that, Joy? The other one, that's full. That's empty. You probably can't see that too well. But this is where I'm sitting, because that's where the photo was taken from. And you can just see the other side of the stadium empty. And you know, there is sometimes needing to happen in our lives what I call a holy dissatisfaction. I'm not satisfied with what I see. I want more people saved. I'm dissatisfied with the emptiness. I want it filled. And I don't want it filled with current Christians. We're already going to heaven. And as I'm looking at it, thinking, Lord, there aren't enough new believers here. We're still singing, Shine, Jesus, Shine. It's great for then. But we're in a move of God now. I hope that didn't offend you. We need to move. With the current move, it's wonderful. I believe in history. I thank God for Graham Hendrick. I thank God for the songwriters of previous generations, but God is always doing a new thing. And I want to see Wembley Stadium filled with new believers who are hearing the sounds of today. Oh yes, happy day. It's good to challenge you. But God then challenged me. And he said, as I'm looking at these empty seats, frustrated, he says, turn your frustration to the prayer of faith. So use what you're frustrated about to believe God for a miracle. Turn it for a miracle. So I'm standing there looking at these empty seats and God says, believe me that I will fill those seats with new believers. Now we prayed about the society, we prayed about government, we prayed about the Queen, which is all good. It's right to pray for those in authority. It's right to pray for our communities. But it won't work if we're not believing we received it. You understand that prayer works God's way. Not just because we go and pray, but because we go and pray according to his will and believe that we receive it. And so I'm like, Lord, you're wanting me to receive in my heart 45,000 new believers today. I said, I can do that. If Abraham can imagine a multitude, I can definitely imagine 45,000. It's not much of a stretch. Come on. It's different, isn't it? To believe when you pray. And to see a different reality. And this morning, I'm aware that there are quite a few people away, but I'm thrilled they are today because I'm looking at a lot of empty seats, which makes me happy. Not because they're empty, but because I'm believing that God will fill them with new Christians. It's different to pray with faith. Because faith believes that you have received what you're asking for. In your life, if you want another job, believe you receive it first. Or if you need a new job, when you pray, believe. How many of you are in a tight spot currently and you really need a miracle? One. Just one of you? Two, three, four, five. Oh, good. They're all coming up now. God says, anything you ask in my name, I will do according to my will, my character. And when you pray, believe that you've received and you will have it. I don't want to talk too much about kind of private personal things, but I don't mind saying this and I'm sure she won't. Pastor Andrea believed for David years before she received him in the natural. She believed in her heart. And I remember she, at top of her list was a new believer. She wanted to marry a new believer. She was in faith years before. And that he would run with her in the vision. And that he would have a sense of humor. They were top of the list. And I have to say, he fits the bill. Well, he's not so new anymore. He's growing and developing, growing up in his knowledge of the Lord. You see, when God said to me, believe me that I will fill this stadium with new Christians. How did I know it was the will of God? Because I know the word, 2 Peter 3:9. God is not willing that any man perish. Do you know what that word perish means? Eternal torment in hell. Eternity in hell. In a place nobody in their right mind would want to go. God is not willing that any person perish. But that all come to repentance. That everybody changes. the way they live, what they believe, and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. God is not willing. So if I'm going to pray for this stadium, and I've received it. I have received that. I received an exceedingly great army here, which aren't here yet. You are, you're part of it. You're part of the miracle. But we've got an exceedingly great army to believe for, guys. And as I look at this, I think, Lord, you're not willing that any man perish. In here, maybe there will be some politicians. Maybe there will be some fivefold ministry gifts. Maybe there'll be a whole lot of children and young people. Maybe there'll be people who are consultants and doctors and nurses. Lord, there'll be people who are in the business world, in the city, in London, in the banking system. You're going to fill that place with new believers. You see, when Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, he said, basically, I'm making room for a lot of people in heaven. And there's a whole lot of room left. This isn't it. There's a whole lot of room for your family, for your kids, for your cousins, your uncles, for even that granny who seems to never, ever, ever want to hear the gospel. God says, believe, believe. When you pray, believe that you will receive it and you will have it. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I'll come back and take you there. And Thomas says, how do we know the way? What's the way? And he said, Jesus said, some amazing verses. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father or to heaven except through Jesus Christ. And personal acceptance of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, where you turn, you repent, you change and follow Jesus for the rest of your life. Don't jump out early. You might not get there. The only way we can be certain of being saved is if we go on walking with Jesus, because he is the continuous way. He is the continuous truth, and he is the continuous life. And God is not willing that any man perish. And so when we pray, we see a lot of empty things. We see needs around us in the people in our community. We see people coming into our shops, our workplaces, oppressed by the devil. Jesus says, when you pray, believe. Change things with your faith. See them differently. Don't see them empty. In your heart, see them full. Don't see this church as it is now. Don't see the amount of people you're influencing for the gospel as it is now. See greater things still. Come on, let's reach out with our faith to see more fruit, more people saved for the glory of his name. Amen. When you pray, Jesus said, believe that you have received it. So obviously, we receive it in our hearts first, and then you'll have it. David was received before he was even saved. What a picture of somebody receiving Jesus because somebody believed. All in the plan of God. All according to the will of God. She heard God. My goodness me, did she. And she knew when the time was right. She was at faith camp. I mean, God speaks to you, keeps you encouraged. She had a vision of a clock pointing at 12:05. And God says, it's not long now. Because she was like, where's my husband? This has taken a long time. And God says, it's not long now. God spoke to her. You can only have faith for what he says to you. You can't take what she's got. You've got to have it yourself. You've got to get faith yourself from hearing and hearing by the word. Jesus, when his friend got sick, I'm about to finish. But when his friend got sick, he declared, and this is something else when you're in faith, you need to keep declaring it's done with your mouth, rather than negating the faith and cancelling out that prayer with negative words. So stop it. Only let out good words, positive words. Because you'll cancel out what you believed and prayed for. Jesus, when his friend Lazarus got sick, he said, this sickness is not unto death. And it was like the Spirit gave him those words, that declaration. And anything God says, God sends forth his word and accomplishes everything it's sent to do. So you need to speak the word before you see it. There might be challenges to that happening. You might see things get worse, but you've got the word. You hold on to the word with everything you have. And Lazarus, you know, died. And Jesus was 3 days late arriving. And he stands before this tomb. It doesn't look possible. It's not possible for Lazarus to come back to life without God doing something. And Jesus stood before that empty, that dark situation where there's no life. And he said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. Because when you're in faith, you're that positive, you thank God before it happens. Not, oh, is it going to come out? Oh, come on. Lazarus, please come out. Oh, please, God, make him come out. Father, I thank you. Because he's already received Lazarus back to life. I thank you that you've heard me and that you always hear me. But so these people may believe, because I already do. We need people who already believe before it actually happens. Believing prayer changes nations. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus was raised from the dead. Nothing is impossible with the Lord, but nothing is impossible for those who believe. Let's stand. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just lift up your hands today and just thank the Lord that he has given you a heart that believes.
This completes the message. Thank you for listening. If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.